From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
It's Sunday, the 16th of February. I'm John, VK4JPM, Secretary of the Darling Downs Radio Club, and welcome to a bit of a QNews special. This past week, I've been in Fiji taking part in the Pacific Media Partnership Conference, and especially a session on disaster readiness and risk management for broadcasters. Response to a hazard is about preparation, which is one of the areas where amateur radio operators have always played and continue to play a very important role. We're known to excel at supporting disaster communications, and in recognition of that, our club is stepping up focus on areas of our hobby where a bit of prep will pay off in a big way. So here are four upcoming club activities with which you can get involved. Firstly, our next meeting. Historically in Australia, the amateur radio group focused on natural hazards has been the Wireless Institute Civil Emergency Network, or WISEN. At our March meeting on Monday the 10th, Simon Chantrell, VK4TSC from Brisbane Area WISEN Group, is joining us to talk about the role of WISEN, what WISEN does across the country and in Queensland, how you can deploy those highly useful skills that you developed when you work towards your licence, and how you can use those skills to help the broader community. Fortunately, not every WISEN activity is an emergency, and it's better if WISEN never gets deployed in anger. Many events are peaceful, community-oriented, and they're how we learn the skills we need when a real hazard goes pear-shaped. As Simon says, WISEN is a state of mind, and being ready is everything. So, be ready. Write it down, 10th of March, at the Toowoomba Library for our March technical meeting and member night. But wait, there's more. In the weekend immediately before Simon's visit, he'll be working on a WISEN event to support the Toowoomba Endurance Horse Riders Association's Hip Pocket Challenge, an event being held in Southbrook. The WISEN team will be setting up on Friday the 7th of March, and the event runs from 1400 to midnight on Saturday the 8th. WISEN provides checkpoint and safety controls and assists the organisers to ensure that incidents are managed and don't turn into disasters. All club members are welcome to come along, see how it's done and skill up, maybe even participate at a checkpoint. You don't need to have a licence for this one, but you can definitely treat it as part of your training if a ham licence is your aim. Then, on the weekend of the 15th and 16th of March, you can join us at the Danish Flower Art Complex on the New England Highway for the club's contribution to the 2025 John Moyle Memorial Field Day. The point of the field day is to learn how to be ready for totally portable operation. That's one of the likely situations that occurs when a hazard becomes a disaster, and the combination of radio and life skills becomes a winner under those circumstances. We'll tell you next week how to get involved, and this competition is an easy one to work. This year, we'll take the multiple operator 6-hour option. And even though everything will be portable, we'll still have easy access to important human amenities like working toilets and a decent cup of barista coffee from the cafe. Finally, be ready for another portable operation event, and this will be our first annual fox hunt and barbecue, which is scheduled for the 10th of May, finishing with a very social conclusion at a secret location in the Darling Downs region. Over the coming weeks, we'll remind you of all of these events, but you can put them in your diary now and be ready. 8th of March for the actual WISEN event, 10th of March for the member meeting featuring WISEN, 15th of March for the John Moyle Memorial Field Day, and 10th of May for the Fox Hunt. Now, if you missed any of that detail, and there was a lot, listen for the repeat or listen to it on another net, or check on your favourite browser, put in qnews-vk, and you'll likely get a quick direct link to how to subscribe or download QNews, and check the WIA broadcast page for frequencies. Now, if all that doesn't float your boat because you're moving between islands, all that info is on our website at www.ddrci.org.au, and the contact page will help you send an email to us via secretary@ddrci.org.au. Well, until next week, hope that was enlightening, and it would be just so perfect to see you in person at one of the club's events in March. Until we meet, it's 73s from John, VK4JPM.
Hello. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. The week has passed, and I wonder how many of us were surprised by an unexpected love token for St. Valentine's Day. In the gloom of the current news cycle, where crime and cost of living issues seem to head the broadcast news services, there seems to have been little weight given to what can be a special good news event on the calendar. Better news has happened for the people in North Queensland, as the low-pressure systems have moved the rains away from major population centres and a massive range of jobs in restoring normal life and livelihood gets underway. Whilst the roads may get repaired and the shelves of the shops are restocked, one constant reminder of flooding is the smell. It's something I first experienced in my school years and most recently in a trip to Brisbane over a decade ago. Clean water and sunlight still seem to be the best cleansing agents after the silt and debris are removed. I've mentioned before that when I worked at night, I used to enjoy getting the written version of the amateur radio news downloaded on packet radio. These days, we are fortunate that not only are there many volunteer rebroadcasters, but audio and video versions of the news are available. As a reminder to the listeners in the Wide Bay area, there are alternatives when copy on 2 metres is poor. And if you watch the video, you get broadcast quality sound. By the way, I still get the text version of the news, and that allows me to catch up when life gets in the way. It was worthwhile seeing someone replying to a post online that now is a good time to get involved in amateur radio with simple equipment. The writer reminded us that in another 5 years or so, the sunspot cycle will no longer be giving us the gift of great DX on the HF bands, and maybe a low-powered radio would need to be replaced by a more standard 100-watt one. The truth is that many people started out running lower power to meet their licence conditions, and they developed great skill in pulling signals into their shack and also succeeded in completing contacts at that lower power. I've met and heard operators who never felt impelled to go higher power, and this is one of the great things in our activity. There are so many modes and methods which we can use and explore and not feel we are less than a big gun who chases rare DX with maximum power. At the same time, I want to dabble with some of the digital modes that will run on my station equipment. One area of annoyance for me is the so-called improvements and additions that are being supplied by the Windows operating system. As a firm believer in the KISS principle, keep it simple, stupid. These new extensions to the operating system are just taking space on my hard drive. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.